Welcome back to The Shortage for our final episode. To recap this series, we have been searching for an answer as to why there is a national blood shortage. We have learned about COVID screening and protocols, restrictions both men and women face, the lack of knowledge the public has on blood donation, and also have heard the impacts of donations within a hospital. Now that you've made it this far, I am sure you are curious about what you can do to help. As Allison, Jonathan, and Marwan mentioned in episode 4, finding a donation center near you and signing up to donate blood is a super easy process. Visit redcrossblood.org or download the Blood Donor American Red Cross app to get all the information you need to save lives. Not only will you be saving lives, but you too can be rewarded during this process. Not only should you walk away from the test center with a sense of pride and accomplishment, but you can also learn more about yourself through the tests run on your blood. The test will tell you your blood type, but you will also get your blood pressure, hemoglobin levels, and pulse at the time of donation, all important indicators of your overall health. Additionally, if you have had COVID-19, it is possible that your blood contains antibodies. The blood you donate is now tested for antibodies, meaning that you could save the life of a COVID patient who is severely sick if you do have antibodies within your blood. Aside from test results, the Red Cross frequently offers incentives for donating, such as gift cards, t-shirts, and even raffles for a trip to the Super Bowl. So be like Allison, Marwan, and Jonathan, and take only 1 hour of your time to save 3 lives. If you can't, for some reason, donate blood, you can still help the effort by sharing the message, educating others now that you are an expert on blood donation, and you can also donate to the Red Cross. If there is anything you learned from your journey with me, it is that you should become a regular blood donor. So thank you for listening to The Shortage.